Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. It's time for the annual ritual in which landlords demand that rents be raised and tenants demand that rents be rolled back. And the Rent Guidelines Board then issues a decision that makes neither side happy. But this year, the tenants are likely to be especially unhappy, as Samantha Liebman reports live from Midtown this morning. Sam?
And Lee, after a decade of small increases and even freezes, the Rent Guidelines Board in a preliminary vote of 5-4 supporting 2-4% increases for one-year leases and 4-6 for 2 years. Of course, the vote split among owners and tenants. Building owners on the board, like Robert Ehrlich, support even higher increases, citing rising costs.
Housing has costs. We need to make sure that buildings have the money to pay for those costs. If we don't get this right, a large number of buildings could very quickly slip into dilapidation.
But with many New Yorkers already behind on rent due to the pandemic, tenant board member Sheila Garcia saying it could be devastating. She had tenant groups in the room with her during the virtual vote.
People are suggesting that maybe when they get evicted, they can come and live with some of the board members who are proposing these increases.
The final vote that would affect nearly a million apartments will come at the end of June, with two public hearings scheduled for this month. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Midtown.
The goal of former Mayor de Blasio's Vision Zero plan was to end all traffic deaths in the city. That obviously never happened, and this week has proven particularly deadly for people trying to get around the city on foot or by bike. As Glenn Shuck reports from the Lower East Side this morning. Glenn?
Yeah, very bad week, Lee. Transportation Alternatives telling us 6 people killed in just 3 days in our streets here, including Rafe Milligan, a 21-year-old NYU student who came here from the Midwest as dream as a doctor. He was struck and killed by a drunk driver here at Houston and First Avenue very early Monday morning about 3 a.m. And many New Yorkers talking about it this morning and taking precautions. In fact, this young man I just spoke to named Dan said he had a close call at Fifth Avenue just a couple days ago.
Have you ever had a close call where you're like, I almost just got hit?
The other day, yeah, he wasn't paying attention. I kind of put my arms up like, dude, what are you doing? But it was like right away, I think. And yeah, he wasn't drunk, I don't think, but it was, he kind of acknowledged it. But he should have been more careful. And had I not looked, this was around, you know, in Midtown, okay. 57th and 5th maybe.
Right. Also this week, Lee, tragedy, a 35-year-old man on a bike hit by a garbage truck and killed in Sunset Park yesterday. And Wednesday, 16-year-old Alyssa Kalenovic hit in the Bronx walking to school by a delivery truck. That driver had more than 100 violations. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live here on the Lower East Side.
A report of an SUV blocking traffic in Brooklyn ended with a cop getting slashed and the slasher getting shot.
Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell says it began when the 57-year-old suspect left his SUV in the street on West 8th off Surf by the precinct.
Our officer observed a man wearing thick red gloves armed with 2 knives.
Sewell says he refused to drop the knives. One was 16 inches, charged at them. They fired, hitting him in the leg and shoulder. He still had at least 1 knife and struggled with cops on the ground, slicing an officer's hand.
While we don't yet know the motive behind this attack, we certainly know that the actions of these officers exemplifies what it means to be New York's finest.
She says the officer is okay, the suspect expected to be okay. Julie Walker, 1010 Winds at the 60th Precinct in Coney Island.
City Council Member Joseph Borelli and Queensborough President Donovan Richards want to do something about the kind of junk 1-800-GOT-JUNK can't do anything about. The kind that comes in the form of a picture that you didn't ask for, the kind featuring the sender's genitals. Borelli and Donovan's support have introduced a bill, would make it a misdemeanor, this bill would, here in New York City, to send unsolicited sexually explicit videos or images to others with the intent to harass, annoy, or alarm them. He says right now, unless it's child pornography or can be defined as some other crime, there's no way to change or charge the activity. He said he was inspired by a case from 2018 involving a bunch of women in Midtown who said they were terrorized by pictures sent by their doorman. But detectives determined it was not a crime. A spokesman for the mayor says he will review the legislation. The Mets dug themselves quite a hole last night, but once they decided to get out of it, they were spectacular, as Mark Renee is here to recount this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, down 7-0 after the fourth inning in Philly. They got a run in the sixth, but still trailed 7-1 in the top of the ninth. An inning Starling Marte led off with an infield single, and by the time he came up again, the score would be tied. Thanks to a two-run homer, an RBI single, a ribby double, then a two-run single.
And Starling unloads one deep left center. Back to the warning track goes Herrera near the wall. It's off the base. Here's Nimmo around third. He'll come in to score, and the Mets take the lead. Unbelievable!
Gary Cohen, the call on SNY as the Mets pulled off their biggest ninth-inning comeback in 25 years, winning 8-7. They're now 19-9 and have the most wins in MLB. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.